Hi there, it is week 11 of 52 weeks of 2026. Wow, we are 11 weeks in and there's a lot going on. I know that, we're all watching the news because it comes up as we're scrolling. You can't even, decide to watch the news. It's just all around us. Remember back in the day where you literally had to be sitting in front of the 6 a.m. or the 6 p.m. news, or you would miss it. You wouldn't know what was going on because unless somebody told you at work, you just wouldn't be aware. Now, if you pick up your phone and you log into any social media accounts, you will be very aware of what is happening in the world, and you will be very aware of 7,000 opinions. So, speaking to the most recent thing, the war with Iran, you will hear opinions that Iranians are happy. You will hear opinions that Iranians are not happy. You will hear opinions that we needed to do this. You will hear opinions that we never should have done this. We, as in the United States, and I'm Canadian, so I guess I'm not really a part of that we decision, but maybe we are. Who the hell knows? I think the biggest message and thing I can tell you is that you have to remember that you're being fed the opinion, the largest one, of whatever algorithm that you're rolling with. So it's very hard to make judgment calls. It's very hard to make choices and decisions. We're living in a world of AI where nothing appears real. A photo, a video. People ask us all the time if our videos and photos of our horses are real, and most people believe that they're AI. So the hardest part in this whole thing is, and I think maybe the biggest lesson that we're in right now is, what is truth and what is a lie? And I suppose we have to ask ourselves, what if we just removed yourself from the conversation? What if you were sitting in front of two people and you didn't know what was truth and what was a lie? And what if no matter what rabbit hole you dove down, it would tell you that you were right? So what if you have to just walk away from the conversation? What if that's the only way to keep your own sanity and your own peace of mind is to say, you know what? I'll never know the truth because I was never actually there. I wasn't in the room. I didn't see it exactly the way this eye has seen it. So I can't make that decision. I know that we are living in 2026 in a world that is filled with confusion. And my intuition says, close your phone, close your laptop, open a book, go outside, get a pet, find a farm, go for a walk, be in nature, dive in the lake, swim, heal, and feel. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.